Are you a fan of the small ball?
I'm not as dramatic now as James.
Dramatic? You sound like my wife now.
Jealous of all the inside analysis and crack on the football pod? Well, we've got you covered with the Hurling Pod. Subscribe to the Hurling Pod feed on the OTB Sports app now.
OTB AM.
With Gillette. Get into your flow with the new Gillette Labs Razor with exfoliating bar.
Phil, good morning to you. How are you?
How are you doing, lads?
The return of the Champions League this evening. On the face of it, two should be fairly straightforward results that we expect to go through. But is there any way that Bayern Munich might not go through tonight?
It'd be a major shock. I know in the first leg, Salzburg obviously were a goal up and they had a chance to go 2-0 up and they missed it. And obviously Bayern got their equaliser. You'd imagine Bayern will just be too good for them at home. In terms of the Liverpool game, the fact that there's no away goals, can you see Inter winning by 3 goals tonight? It's very unlikely. I think Liverpool will try and get the... Obviously, the first goal is going to decide a lot, but if Liverpool do get the first goal, then I think Klopp would like to be in a position maybe where he'll be able to use... Well, he has his 5 subs, which he'll probably use, and that's pretty much what won him the first leg, those changes in the second half at the San Siro 3 weeks ago. And he talked about it yesterday as well, saying that it's great that you can use your 5 subs. Obviously, it's something that he keeps going on about, that the Premier League haven't allowed this. And he'd have one eye on the half-12 kick-off on Saturday against Brighton, because if they could get an early goal, maybe even get a second goal against Inter and get this done, he can take off players. But the squad depth has improved so much, and obviously they've got players coming back as well. So... yeah, I'd be very surprised if Liverpool were knocked out tonight. It's just a case of just keep things going. I think one thing, actually watching them the other day against West Ham, there was a few hairy moments, but just maybe at times the front three, as good as they are, just were taking the wrong option at times. I think Diaz has been sensational since he came in, and we talked about him at the time. He was getting lined up for Spurs, and when we looked at him, we said you could see him fitting into the Liverpool front three on the left-hand side, and that's exactly what he's done. I know he scored the goal against Norwich. You just feel that if he scores a goal, say in a big game like tonight, you could have the real lift-off for Diaz between now and the end of the season, where every time he gets the ball, he's going to shoot and score. That's the only thing that hasn't happened yet. The goals haven't come, but he's just fitted in there so seamlessly. It's
does like to take shots, doesn't he?
He does. Comes so close. Even against West Ham the other day, there was one where you just thought it was going to curl inside the post, but it just stayed outside. So he has that where he cuts in, you know what he's going to do, but you just can't stop him.
Are his new teammates happy for him always to shoot as often as he's shooting?
I think, I mean...
there was definitely like...
there was moments the other day, yeah. But they all were guilty, but Jota had one later on in the game where he had come on and he fired one high and... wide with his left foot into the
cop. That's going to be an amazing goal.
So, and look, Salah is obviously an absolute machine in terms of goals. Why does he score so many goals? Because he has that streak in him where when he gets into position, he ain't passing, he's going to shoot.
Fabinho was out doing press before tonight's game. He says that this team is better than the Liverpool team that won the title, won the Champions League. Is he right?
I think so. I can see where he's coming from. Obviously, the squad is better as well. It'll be interesting to see if Thiago starts tonight. Now, he's back from injury. Thiago is a sensational footballer, but at the moment, Liverpool just don't see him enough. And I think the League Cup final summed it all up for him, where you were looking at Thiago starting the Carabao Cup final, and then he's a late withdrawal. And in fairness, Naby Keita came in and did a really good job. And that's the frustration for Liverpool fans is... they watch this guy play and he's unbelievable, and he just hasn't been available enough. When he's available, Liverpool fans are purring at the sight of him, just running games. And look, people will look at his stats. I think Pep Guardiola touched on something interesting last week when he was talking about players. Sometimes you just have to look at them. You don't have to. I know stats play a very important role in football, but sometimes stats, people can look at them too much, where surely your eyes don't lie. You just look at a player and think, unbelievable footballer. Like when you look at Thiago, it's rare he gives the ball away. He can control the tempo of a game. That's exactly why Liverpool bought him. But unfortunately, they just haven't had him available enough.
Thiago and Fabinho, how many games do you think that they've lost while playing together for Liverpool?
Zero.
You read that already, didn't you?
But that's the thing. And
ruining the game, Phil.
Sorry, do it again.
Seven?
I thought it was a quiz.
No, actually, it's zero.
Wow.
Incredible, right?
Never would have guessed that.
Played together how many times, I wonder? As you pointed out there, the lack of availability has sometimes been a bit of an issue, but it's still a pretty impressive stat.
Yeah, and I think when Thiago's available, it's Fabinho, Thiago plus one. And at the moment, it's Henderson. But I definitely think of all the units in the Liverpool squad and starting 11, the midfield is the one where they'd have to add to in the summer. I think they could also do with what's worked really well this season for them. I didn't really get to see that much last season was Tsimikas.
Playing up there. We might try and grab you a new mic. I was like, is there something wrong with my ears?
But there probably is as well. It could be both.
Well, you see the latest research on COVID says that it's damaging the brains of middle-aged people.
So was it only middle-aged people?
I didn't see. You're in the clear. You're grand.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, because you're like late 20s now.
Yeah, exactly. And once you get to the early 30s.
Oh, maybe.
It's a bit of a storm coming into your ears this morning, it seems.
After the thunder yesterday, the storm today.
Yeah, exactly. So do you think that's it? COVID, long COVID.
That would explain a lot that's going on in my head at the moment.
Have you got brain fog?
Inability to remember names, words.
Has that not always been an issue for you?
I mean, look, Owen, what goes on behind the curtain was supposed to remain there. Thanks very much for that. Showing how the sausage gets made. Nobody needs to see that. But it's worse. It's definitely more pronounced.
Right. Well, just I hope you recover. Is it like maybe it's maybe it'll just leave your brain eventually, COVID, and you'll be fine. Look at me speculating on science.
Good man.
I know what I'm talking
just
about.
Tweet that there. And then go on a long period where you argue with everybody about it.
Yeah, that would be
good for your brain.
I actually never did that during COVID. I never felt the self confidence to do it, but.
Now that COVID's over.
Yeah, now I feel that I could have the confidence to become a bit of an immunologist.
An expert. Yeah, exactly. All right, if anybody wants to get in touch, 0879-180-180. How excited are the Liverpool fans out there? Is this team better than... I mean, Fabinho would know, but maybe that's what you have to say. Are they better? Phil, I think you might be back.
I think I'm back, am I?
Yeah, you're back.
I'm back, yeah. I don't know what happened there. But,
the one thing about the team being better now than then is that Van Dijk is not at World Footballer of the Year level, right? Which, like, however... The rest of the team has improved and the strength and depth has improved and they've got, you know, they've added players in who are better than the subs they would have had then. Like, Virgil van Dijk was the best footballer in the world. He didn't win, he should have, for a 12-month period. They don't have that at the moment, so they're, I would argue, not quite as good.
Yeah, but he's very close to it. He's not far off it at all, and he's still, I would say, he's still going to have a chance of getting back to that because the injury, like, it was such a serious injury, and he talked about just getting his confidence back mentally as well, knowing that if somebody has a run at him, that he has the legs and the confidence to go with them. And actually think back to the first leg a few weeks ago when Lautaro Martinez got the ball, and Van Dijk was standing in front of him, and he almost just submitted and just turned away and said, I can't take this guy on. But I think as well, what's complemented the Van Dijk as well, obviously Matip is now available, so that central defensive partnership. Even Konate came in the other day against West Ham. I thought he was excellent because Antonio was a handful for him, and there was one moment in the first half of the game where the two of them were going full tilt chasing a ball back towards the cop end, and Konate showed just how quick he is. But no, Van Dijk's distribution is still a key component in Liverpool's attack, the way he can just spank a ball 50 yards and pick out Trent Alexander-Arnold out on the right, or if it's Mo Salah. So if he never gets back to his 10 out of 10, he might be a 9 or a 9.5. He's still the best centre-half in the Premier League.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like he's back at that level yet, and that's a fair point. Maybe he will get back to that, but there is a possibility that the injury took like a tiny bit away from him. I guess the counter argument then is that Trent has got better, that Robertson's got better, that, you know, the supporting cast is is better.
Yeah, absolutely. Alexander-Arnold in particular, and Robertson, and said that push that he's got off Tsimikas, knowing that there's an able deputy there. And I think Liverpool just probably could do with that on the right-hand side, because if Trent Alexander-Arnold's not there, they've obviously played Milner there before, they've played Gomez. Conor Bradley is an up-and-coming young player, but just not at that level.
Yeah, OK. In the final 40 seconds, is Frank Lampard taking Everton down?
I don't know what, I'm looking at those fixtures. It's a dangerous game when you play the will they, won't they win. But what they do have is they've 7 home games left of their 13. And they've won 5 from 12 at Goodison. They've only won 1 away game all season. So their home form, if they stay up, it's all down to that. Now, looking at some of the home games, the next 2 home games, the Wolves and Newcastle games, could decide a lot. Wolves, I watched that game earlier in the season where Wolves battered them in the first half in particular, and then Newcastle. So if they picked up a win from one of those 2 games, then they're probably maybe on their way to avoiding relegation. It's really what Burnley do. But Burnley have that in them. Burnley have a fight in them.
Yes,
do Everton have it?
No.
Leeds, lads. Telling you.
No, like it. Yeah. There is a slow car crash unfolding before our eyes. We will await with bated breath the outcome. Feel good stuff. Thanks a million for that.
Thanks, lads.
Right. You want to get involved this morning? 0879180. OTBAM is brought to you live each morning by Gillette Labs for an effortless finish to your day. You can subscribe to the OTB football feed. Search for OTB Football and hit subscribe if you want more or all indeed of our football coverage. Our post-match reaction from the Etihad at Brian Kerr, everything from the football show, the football Saturday this week, which was Jack Byrne, and all of those other football pieces as well. We've got football with Nathan Murphy and Graham Hunter on tomorrow's show. We're going to cross over to Palestine to hear about the Irish in Gaza who are building a gym, much more as well.
OTB AM with Gillette. Get into your flow with the new Gillette Labs Razor with exfoliating bar.